Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G. If you're Googling them, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. If you're Googling me, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Charles W. Cavick. That's Charles with a C. He is the author of Dow 100,000 Fact or Fiction. He is the founder of Community of Liberty, which we're going to talk about just a little bit later on the show. Chuck's here to talk to us about some economic issues that are facing us, and some things that he's concerned about. Chuck, when we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about inflation, and one of the things that I wanted to ask your opinion about, and I haven't heard anybody else say this before, so I'm gonna, and I've been talking about this now for a month or two, and I've even had another economist, a pretty respected, someone I respect, economist, disagree with me on this. And I said that with the lack of pricing power, with the economy being like it is, being not great, and the lack of pricing power by small businesses to be able to respond to the rising inflationary pressure of their costs, to me that is essentially a form of stagflation. That may not be oppressive stagflation, but it's the beginnings of stagflation. Now, am I wrong about that or not? Am I right about it?
No, you're absolutely right. No, that's exactly right. Look, just think of it conceptually. It's harder to do business when we have unstable prices. So less business gets done. The whole idea that inflation, somehow growth causes inflation, or that inflation encourages economic growth, there's always a little bit of truth in it, because when people sense that, automobiles may cost 10% more a year from now, they do say, better go out and buy one. Now, out of this falling valued currency, right?
Right.
Yes, there's this little bit of a bump cyclically, but that's all stealing economic activities from the future. People,
Chuck,
to hedge their bets.
Before we go any further,
so yes, that is absolutely the risk. Is that everything? The way this works, and again, just go back and remember the '70s. Is the raw material prices go up first? They're the most sensitive to a devaluation of the dollar. That's what we're living through right now. So, for example, crude goods are up 16% in the past 12 months. Mm-hmm. Intermediate goods up 7-8. Final goods, these are producer price index, up 5-6. So your experience as a small business person is being reflected across the economy. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence, we're about to begin this whole excruciatingly painful adjustment process. It is not good for the economy or the outlook. Interest rates can't stay this low much longer. With this kind of inflation.
And Chuck, this is another reason why Obama's tenure as president is starting to remind me of Carter's tenure, the malaise days of the late 70s, when we had runaway, rampant atomic stagflation. The economy was bad. Prices were up. Interest rates were up. Unemployment was up. The prime interest rate was like, it got to, into the high, and what was it, 19 or 20%, 21% maybe,
yeah.
Prime rate at one point in time, which is just ridiculous. You said earlier you've already seen this movie. I was watching that movie too. Do we have that kind of concern ahead of us?
Not yet. It depends how the Fed responds when it wakes up, which will probably be in the next 3 or 4 months.
QE2 ends in June, right?
Ends in June, and then we'll see what happens. But that's definitely a possibility, but it's not my forecast. I think right now we're headed to 5 to 10% inflation. It'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But if the Fed reacts quickly and begins again to use quantitative easing and tightening to stabilize sensitive prices, and look, the best single price to focus on is the price of gold. It's not perfect. It's imprecise. But if you want to look at one price, it's pretty darn good.
Right. It's pretty solid. Why do you blame the Fed? Why do you blame the Fed for the price of oil?
Well, because the price of oil isn't up in terms of gold, but it is in terms of the dollar. So So it's a monetary phenomenon. I mean, you know, can we line up all the usual suspects like greedy oil companies, Arab sheiks?
Right.
The Chinese, that's the latest scapegoat. Profitless Americans, we're responsible, right? We just use too much energy. Well, that's
right.
The speculators,
don't forget the speculators.
Yeah, speculators, right. But we use about half as much energy as we used 20 years ago per unit of output, so it's not us. Look, think of it this way. If the United States government had maintained its promise, which it used to have, a specific promise that a dollar would be worth 1/35th of an ounce of gold, the price of oil today would be $2.60 a barrel.
Wow.
10% less
than it was. You couldn't afford to get it out of the ground at that price, though.
Well, sure you could, because all other prices would be the same. Sure you could. And guess what? We forget, in the 80s and 90s, the price of oil fell from $40 at the beginning of the 80s to $20 at the end of the 90s. In fact, it was about...
It got closer to 10.
10, but if you smooth out those kind of dips, it averaged around $20 during the entire decade of the 90s.
Right.
So it's at 100, it's up fivefold. Guess what? The price of gold's up fivefold.
Mm-hmm.
So we're... This is
what's it going to take to get us on the
oil? This is a fall in the value of the dollar.
What's it going to take to strengthen the dollar? What has to happen?
Well, I think unfortunately we're going to have to go through another experience that shows that an unaccountable Federal Reserve is just no longer acceptable politically, and the Congress is going to have to be engaged. The presidential candidate is going to have to engage in this issue. The American people are going to have to kind of get engaged.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to demand a rules-based monetary system where the Fed is held accountable.
And most people don't think that they have the credentials to do that, but I'm glad we've got somebody like you, Chuck, and I think you'll be glad to know that Steve Forbes agrees with you. Steve Forbes has said very similar things to what you're saying. He's a gold standard guy and always has been. He's been complaining about the value of the dollar being weak. And so, folks, we got two pretty smart people agreeing with that. Two people whom I respect very much, Chuck Cadillac and Steve Forbes. Tintail, right back. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the community of liberty. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.